My name's Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust today. The goal of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date is the 28th of July 2009 and the time is now 4:26 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Sean Coolman. I'm 31 and from Edinburgh.
Did you come down from Edinburgh this morning?
Yes, I caught the first train down, which was at 10 to 6, and got here just after 10, so just a bit of a journey down there, but it was fine. Got a little bit of a nap on the way, so not too bad. Met my mum in King's Cross, and we came round about 11. Was a little bit quieter then, not quite so many people. Now it seems a bit busier, so that's making me a little bit more nervous, but I'm sure I'll be fine, hopefully.
Can you remember how you heard about the project?
I think that a friend of mine sent me an email about it, just because they thought obviously it was a really cool, interesting idea, and sort of sent around to a few of their friends, one of which was me. And straight away I obviously thought, you know, what a unique experience, never to be repeated opportunity to, you know, do something amazing. I think just to be part of a living piece of art, I think, is, you know, just once in a lifetime thing. So I was quite keen and just signed up straight away.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was quite shocked to begin with, because I didn't necessarily, I think when I originally signed up I kind of thought, well, maybe I won't actually get on, so, you know, won't start worrying about it or thinking about what I'd necessarily do. But as soon as I found out, I was like, right, now I have to actually think what I'm gonna do. That was a bit, yeah, of a surprise, but a good surprise, obviously.
Can you tell me what you're gonna do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, my original idea was just about wanting to give away cupcakes, because that's something that I've got quite into baking recently, making cupcakes. So I just wanted to give something away to people with the idea that, you know, it would just be a nice thing to do, make people happy. So the way I wanted to do that was to attach them to, in little boxes, to helium filled balloons, so that they'd hopefully just slowly drift down to people in Trafalgar Square. But then my brother suggested it might also be nice to try and promote a charity, Clapper, which is the Cleft Lip and Palate Association, because my youngest brother Elliot was born with a cleft lip and palate, so that's a charity that we've had the support of before. Obviously mainly my mum had the support of at the time when Elliot was born, and the work that they do is very much that, to support families that are going through that experience. And they're quite a unique charity in that sense, because I think they're the only one that does that kind of specific work for people with cleft lips and palates. So they're quite a special organisation, I think. And so if I could help promote them a little bit and raise some sponsorship. So far I've raised just over £300, and hopefully more people will donate, you know, while I'm up there and afterwards as well. But I think mainly just to help raise their profile a little bit and bring them to other people's attention. So
is this a nationwide organisation?
Yes, they have people who can do that kind of support role in all different parts of the country. So I think the way it works typically is somebody will be there in your area who you can have that person-to-person contact with. They also provide the special kind of feeding nipples that you need, because obviously when a baby's born with a cleft lip and palate, it's quite hard to breastfeed, so you have to have a special kind of nipple to be able to bottle feed the baby. So that's something that they provide for people as well. They're just, I think, a really good charity that helps you know, support people that are going through something that's obviously, you know, quite hard. And I think to have that kind of support when you're going through something that's obviously quite emotional like that is really worthwhile. So, and my family having had some experience of that, it was like an obvious choice for us to do something for them and give something back, you know, so.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in the Edinburgh University Library. In the acquisitions department, which sounds fancy, but it's literally just ordering books and checking in journals. Not very exciting at all, but everyone I work with is really lovely, and I think that kind of really makes the job easy, and you know, it's not stressful at all, and it's just you know, go in 9 to 5, do the job, and then enjoy living in Edinburgh, really. I'm much more of one of those work to live rather than live to work type of people. So,
how long have you been living in Edinburgh?
3 years. My older brother got a job there, which was what gave me the idea of going up myself. I'd been living in Carlisle previously since I did college and sort of degree and everything. And as soon as I got there, I just felt instantly at home. Just felt like it had such a good feeling about the place. I mean, obviously, aesthetically, it's a really beautiful city, and it's got a lot more going for it, obviously, you know, a lot more to do, a lot of great galleries and nightclubs and obviously the festival, Hogmanay, it always seems to be something going on. And yeah, I just instantly felt like this is where I should be, you know, it's really great, and I just probably see myself living there for the rest of my life now, which is kind of nice to sort of have that sort of feeling that this is the place that I should be living in.
Tell me more about that. How did it feel when you first arrived there?
You know, it's kind of like when you step out of your front door and the place that you're living just feels right, that you walk down the street and you feel just really positive and happy just because there's a great vibe about the place. And when I first got there, I was finishing a MA in media, and so I had a fair amount of spare time when I should have been maybe working on that, but you know. So I used to just set off for a walk and just wander aimlessly around the streets, but just kind of soaking it all up. And yeah, it just felt really great. So I was kind of surprised, but really happily surprised that I'd found this place where I just felt, you know, and nothing against Carlisle where I'd been living before. I mean, you know, I lived there for 10 years and that was, you know, a nice place to live. You've got the Lake District right there, and you know, but no, I was looking for something, I suppose, more culturally vibrant, more cosmopolitan sort of feel to it, and Edinburgh's definitely got that in spades. So yeah, I just felt instantly at home. It was kind of bizarre, but wonderfully bizarre, you know.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
What 3 words did I put on the website? Something about being caring, chatty, and something else that probably began with C, because I was going for alliteration or something, but I can't remember now. But I think I'm, well, Cancerians are supposed to be quite caring and emotional people, and I think I probably do fit that. I'm someone who really values the friendships that I have, and I'll often, you know, sort of do what I can to go out of my way to help people, friends and just family, to, I don't know, just do something nice. But at the same time, you know, I'm one of those people who can be a little bit sensitive and, you know, maybe overreact to some things. My parents always used to say I saw everything very black and white as well, and I always thought I was right or something when I was growing up, and I would argue something till I was blue in the face. But I just turned 31 last week, so I'd like to think that I've calm down a little bit and, you know, sort of a little bit more placid now maybe than I was when I was a teenager. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, just enjoy doing what, you know. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Still figuring things out, but, you know, quite happy just generally, so.
What impact do you think being on the plinth will have?
On me or society or... personally, I think, you know, it's something that I think I'll feel quite proud of taking part in, and that, you know, because, like I said, it's a unique, one-off, amazing opportunity to experience something like that. So I think I'll feel quite proud of taking part. I don't think I'm going to be someone who's tried to do the most original thing. I don't think I'm going to be someone who's trying to stand out amongst, you know, everyone else who's taking part. But just for me personally, just taking part is the experience and the sort of fun part of it. So that's sort of my motivation. And then obviously to help promote the charity is a good thing to do as well. I think that it's quite interesting the reaction that the public have had to it, because they seem to be very much focusing on the idea of somebody going up and, oh, they haven't done anything very interesting there, have they? Oh, he's just stood there. But they don't seem to remember that statues don't move. Statues don't do anything. They just are a statue. And this project's very much about celebrating people's uniqueness and individuality. So if somebody chooses to go up on the plinth and just stand there, that's a totally valid and, you know, great thing to do in of itself. If you want to do something more than that, then great, but that's because you as an individual, that's, you know, what you want to do. So yeah, I think the reaction from the public seems to have been like quite mixed. A lot of people love it, a lot of people are logging on and watching it all the time and seeing what the next person's doing, and then some people have sort of just said, well, you know, it's, I don't know, it's not art or something. But, you know, I don't want to get into a whole what is art thing, because that's just over my head. But
you mentioned you like making cupcakes earlier on.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Liz, bought me a book on cupcakes, which was a really nice present, quite a few months ago. And since then, I just got into making them for people's parties or book club, you know, taking cupcakes to book clubs, stuff like that. I thought I'd become fairly accomplished at making cupcakes. And then literally on Sunday night when I was making them for this event, I had a complete epic cupcake failure. And tried again last night and still can't figure out what I've done wrong, but basically completely failed to make my own cupcakes when I needed to do it maybe the most important time. So what I've brought along with me today is I've nipped round to this great bakery around the corner that I've been to before last time in London, called the Primrose Bakery, and bought a few small ones from there that I'm going to try and lift in a little box attached to helium filled balloons just to float down to people. I've tested it out beforehand. I think it's going to take quite a lot of balloons just to lift even a small cupcake, but, you know, I think part of this whole thing is it doesn't have to be like anything you know, set in stone or definitely going to work. I think that part of the experience is just going up there, seeing what happens, and, you know, if it doesn't work out quite right, well, you know, never mind. So, but I think it should work. It's just going to be a case of how many balloons does it take to lift each one. So that's the part that's like the unknown element. So we'll just have to see.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I feel really grateful to like be able to take part in something like this. Having talked about it, I'm actually feeling a little bit more excited now rather than nervous, which is good. I think from what I've seen other people do, I think there's been some amazing people. And I think that, you know, on the one hand, some of it shows that we're a nation of people that just like talking on our mobile phones and chatting to our friends and taking in a nice scene. But I think that there's been a lot of people who have shown that, you know, there's a lot of interesting people out there who do interesting things and who are brave enough to stand up on this big plinth in front of a crowd of people who sometimes jeer, sometimes clap, you know, and show people that, you know, show people what makes them unique and an individual. And I think that's just a great, great idea by Mr. Gormley, obviously. And I'm just really happy to get to take part in it.
Thank you very much.